you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his Hall of Friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm coming!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
show.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for... whatever tomorrow is, Wednesday.
Payday.
Correct.
Hello.
Wednesday, February 15th, 2006. It is payday as of midnight, which is good because Larry's broke. And with me is...
Burk Fatty.
What's going on, Big Fatty?
Well, y'all, Larry was over here just playing with the computer before we went on the air, so it's already ruined, even though... it may not end up being ruined.
It won't be ruined. I'll just cut that part out.
Yeah, because, you know, we do so much of that post-production editing.
You wouldn't know. You're like, I can't wait the 10 minutes going to take you to fix this. I'm just going to go. I've got to go now. How was your day, Big Fatty?
It was fabulous. I had me some chicken gumbo soup.
I know.
Delish.
We both did. I ate mine with a spoon, and you drank yours out of a cup.
Right. It was fabulous.
It was. Did you have some pound cake?
I took two pieces home.
Okay. Well, I had one for a dessert, and then I brought one back to eat later and just... well, it was later.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I got back and sat down.
Exactly.
And it was delicious. It was very delicious. Yeah. Better than my homemade pound cake.
I'm going to have mine in the morning with a little I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, I do love that.
No,
I had that on my grits.
That's not what I eat. I eat the Brumble and Brown.
I'm not familiar.
Brumble and Brown...
Fatty and fatter.
I don't know what it's called. It's the Brumble and Brown.
Meh. Hey,
but anyway, here's a little interesting story. The Brumble and Brown, it's kind of yogurt based, I guess.
Hara.
It's the yogurt based butter. But the first time I had it was at this little gay guest house in Chicago, right there on Halsted Street.
Did Mr. Rob Lindley or Mr. John Michael Haas serve it to you?
No.
Oh, okay. Ruined.
It was this hot man.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Big Fatty, before we get too far into the show,
say it.
I need to wish a special happy birthday to someone. And that is to Miss Daisy. And she is the...
does she drive?
She might.
Okay.
Significant other of one of our very favorite listeners, CJ. And today, the 15th, is her birthday, and she is turning a fabulous 29.
Well, I have something to say to CJ. Big Fatty don't ever go to the website and read the notes in the comments. Well, Big Fatty went today, and CJ posted something that says, Big Fatty, will you be my Valentine? Honey, anytime you want, I will be your Valentine.
Well, the only reason he's so excited about that is because...
he could read.
And she also said, I've got plenty of ham and chocolates.
Well, there is that, too. Hello!
So, if there was ever any doubt, there is no more. Don't touch the mango air freshener.
Oh.
Mango Mania. Wow. If you're listening and you know what Mango Mania is...
call the listener line right now at
206-339-6FAT, and why haven't you told me you're listening is a better question. So, anyway, it's so weird. We've been rehoisting from the coal mine lately.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. Yeah. Yeah. So out of place.
Normally, Big Fatty is touching himself during this.
Right. And normally, I'm long since put the Honda in the wind by
now,
heading the heck out of Dodge.
Now, Larry, when Big Fatty went home for fiber at lunch today, the USA women's hockey team was playing. I'm going to tell you what, they kick ass.
Do they really?
That
I didn't even know there was such a team.
They will kick ass.
I'm quite afraid of them, I'm happy to say.
And I think they're probably afraid of you.
Well, as they should be.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that sounds a little PNS-y.
Excuse me.
Thanks.
Sounds a little gassy.
Remind me not to use that micro hoist.
Hello.
Ooh, Lord, we've got a cable mania over here, Big Fatty.
It's all y'all, I told you she ruined it. She look, now she's trying to unruin it, and it'll be even more ruined. See, it's still ruined.
Oh, Lord. There are just too many cables involved in this that I have to clean up before I can go home.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, I can't have my office looking a mess. Right. Omar's coming to visit.
Clean up the cables and then clean out his underpants.
Yeah.
Speaking of underpants, how is the upgrade of the Little Fatty store coming? Because I understand there's a cut a bitch contest going on.
There is. Mr. John Michael Hyes, we talked about yesterday from thedailypurge.net. Which I have already ordered from. Thank you. It'll be here on Thursday.
And what did you order?
I ordered the yellow emergency shirt.
Of course.
And I thought I had ordered a manatee t-shirt, but then that was no longer available.
It's
but
back.
Now it's back.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what happened and if I'll get
what
that.
What happened?
And then I ordered a little fatty shirt as well.
Now, because Mr. John Michael Haas thought you had only ordered a shirt, and the impression I had was that you ordered all kinds of shit.
Well, I went back this afternoon because Mr. Lindley's things appeared after I ordered. I guess they appeared this morning.
Yeah.
And so the Liza call an ambulance on its way.
Fantastic.
And, I mean, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than walk around with Rob Lindley's face on my shirt.
See, I told Mr. Haas that I thought that he needed to take that picture of Mr. Lindley with his tongue out and
right.
put it on the underpants.
Oh.
And put that on there with, I will not be the bottom in this relationship.
Oh, that's horrible. But it sounds interesting anyway.
Right. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So interesting that play the crickets. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. But anyway, the Olympics are kind of cool. I'm enjoying those.
I turned them on. Let me tell you what I did. I finally got home. I had to go grocery hoisting, and I finally got home. That's right, and the Olympics were on. So, you can thank Big Fatty for this sound clip, everyone. And so I turned them on in high def. I was a little disappointed in the quality of the high def Olympics. It was very grainy on my TV last
night. Your TV?
No, it was the cable signal. It was NBC. So it was, I don't know. Anyway, I ended up turning on the high def Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, did any of them take a poop?
No, but I was enjoying it until I caught myself watching TV and immediately turned it all off, got up, and hoisted it into bed. So,
okay.
So, let's have the Olympical update,
well,
Big Fatty.
Evidently, Bodie Miller, delish.
Okay.
But a little arrogant. There was some race today, and he was disqualified for missing a gate.
Okay, that's it. Okay, great.
And there's some speed. There's some figure skating and stuff. I don't know what's on tonight. Curling was on at 3 a.m. this morning.
And I assume you were awake watching it?
No.
Oh, okay. Darn.
I don't get that.
You don't curl.
Me.
Oh, Lord. Let's see. Do we have a skull update today? I think we do.
Well, we probably do.
Okay, well...
What she had on the Valentine's sweater.
It is Valentine's Day.
Hello.
She's all upset with me. She really is.
I know, but you were her Valentine and went to the coal mine vault and got her what she wanted.
I sure did. Y'all, I'm not exaggerating when I call it a vault. It's
right.
A vault. And it has the big bank door on it that's
right.
Deal with the big... combination deal.
In fact, we had thought about broadcasting from there. Doing a remote
in there. It's cold as hell in there, though.
Well, I know, but the fat people like that.
That's true. We wouldn't get hot. We might get a chill. But anyway, we moved a file cabinet in there that she uses like once a week just to piss her off. And she can't get in there.
Not
so.
We. Larry did it.
Okay. Well, with some help. But anyway, fuck her. So, anyway, that's the skull update,
Larry,
for the day.
No new additions to the ham map, so Big Fatty is a little... I don't know.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in that. I mean, I figured that we were going to keep that ham map going.
Yeah.
But, and I know we certainly have more than 25 listeners. Because,
Hello!
Yeah. Hey, Big Fatty, did you get any interesting e-letters today?
No. I just got one from Woody, but he wanted to call me, so I gave him my cellular telephonic number, and he called me. Hey, Woody! Good luck on the paper.
Thanks, Woody. I don't.
He told me he was going to go to some gathering over near the hoist.
Oh Lord.
That you had to know somebody to get in or something. Ooh. I don't know. It sounded kind of good.
That Woody. So I got.
Oh Lord, he got an e-letter.
An e-letter from extra special John today.
Oh Lord,
I should have forwarded this to you. But about something for sale on eBay, and you read it, Big Fatty. It is the Brokeback Mountain display with Jack and Ennis dolls, two horses, campfire dog, can of beans, tent, flashlight, liquor bottle, and tent. That's right. Someone has handmade their own.
That's fabulous.
Yep, Big Fatty, that's right. It is a fully posable. That was real smooth, right? The way we just transitioned right back into recording.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was knocking at the coal mine door.
Is that a can of beans there
on
the fire?
It is. It's a can of beans on the fire.
Mm.
Yeah. You guys,
fabulous.
I will put the link on the site to
There must be a dozen Oh, Lord. They're getting ready to move in.
They are fully posable dolls, action figures.
Oh, Lord. They're on their horses.
So there's only 4 days and 1 hour left, and
what
currently
is the current bid?
$70.69.
Of course, 69 cents. Hello,
hello, and here's a full shot, Big Fatty, with the fake grass and the little backdrop there.
Oh wow,
isn't that great? And maybe a little photo montage beneath it.
I can't believe that people have fucking time to do that show.
Well,
of course, we're sitting here. Hello,
we're giving you free advertisement, but if. The name of the...
And if by chance someone who listens to the Little Fatty Cast buys this, please let us know.
Right. And the seller's name, ironically enough...
Larry Vader.
Livin' La Vida.
V-A-D-E-R.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
How appropriate. Now, you know somebody's mama didn't name them Livin' La Vida Loca.
Well, I don't, actually. But I'm
paging Mr. Loca, Mr. Livin' La Vida Loca. Please meet your partner, the VADER party at Bareback Mountain. Okay, great.
That's what I meant to do. Sorry.
Y'all, she don't know.
She don't.
She don't.
She don't know. So,
Larry,
now, I got that from Extra Special John, so I responded back immediately. Well, I guess you know what you're getting for Christmas tonight, or this year.
Well, and we know what Extra Special Chris got to enjoy earlier today at the coal mine. She's done forgotten. She got all quiet on me. How about that?
And what is that, Big Fatty?
Well, you played a little special music for him with some music that was going on here at the coal mine.
Oh, that's right. There was a... I didn't know. I thought you meant at his coal mine. I'm like, Big Fatty, I don't know.
Oh, you fat thing.
No, he... I was sitting here minding my own business.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear...
And by minding his own business, he means he was working on video cast number 2 from Atlanta.
I was not. I was sitting here actually doing work and probably unruining something. Oh, Lord. Are you gassy?
No, go ahead.
Okay. And all of a sudden, I hear... And I was like, what the... Me? Next thing I know, I hear...
Me 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 me.
Yeah.
Oh Lord! Summon the heroes.
Not quite that, but it was
bagpipes.
And so they were having some sort of event here.
You think share in a cave sounds bad? Bagpipes in a coal mine. Oh, my God. Hey, sure, I'm in a cave.
Yeah,
can
except...
Can we do sure in a cave?
No, we can't, but... Or we could, but I'm not. Because I'm not trying to steal their shtick.
Excuse me.
But yeah, and
boy, gumbo really burns the second time down. Awesome.
It burned the first time down. Shit, she was spicy. That was the not that I hear bagpipes all that often, but that was by far the loudest bagpipe. They were warming up in our offices in the conference room, which is two doors over from me. So things on my desk vibrating.
Now, if we have any listeners in the UK who play the bagpipes, perhaps you could let us know what you wear under your kilt.
Right.
And, you know, the standard answer is shoes and socks.
That's right.
You're fat.
I love that little noise.
Do you?
I do.
You're
it's fat. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, so that...
Can we get a sound effect of a ham on a rotisserie?
I don't exactly know what that sounds like.
I don't either.
But,
when is Mr. Lindley going to do the survival updates?
When... the day after survival comes on. So I guess on Fridays, which means it'll be on Monday's show.
It sounds totally ruined
because,
already.
Yeah, it'll probably be on Monday's show.
Yeah.
So if I can get correct. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to be this coming Monday because Omi's coming to town. And
He will be on the Monday show.
It's the President's Day inappropriate touching and white sale.
Right, and we're discussing how bad our checking accounts look. So it's going to be a fun weekend of watching TV. Yeah.
Why playing the skull
I don't
music
know. Why is the skull music playing?
Hello, turn it off. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
That was weird.
Oh, Lord.
Wonder why that kept playing.
Oh, Lord. Gotta have one of those in every show.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Meh.
What was that new website that you put up that lists all the different podcasts?
Was I supposed to save that link?
I don't know. It was like Indiana Podcast Directory or something. I don't know what it was.
I thought it was the Church Handbell Podcasting Directory.
Never mind.
I didn't pay any
attention.
There's
something over there under good stuff near the ham map on the website that's a compilation of podcasts. Anyway, Larry, I clicked on it today. Evidently, Big Fatty went to the website today. And I clicked on it, and it was new podcast or most listened to podcast or something like that. And it was the Handbell Podcast. Now, can't you just imagine going and listening to the Handbell podcast?
Are you talking about Podcast Alley?
No, it isn't that. There it is, Indie Potter.
Oh, Indie Potter. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Big Fatty's ruined something over there.
But the Indie Potter, and maybe you can put the Handbell podcast. Scroll down.
Handbell podcast, right there.
Right there. Maybe you can put a link there, you know, under Rockin' Queercast to the Handbell podcast.
Oh, man.
Maybe we'll make this the Skull's Choice.
I believe this would be a podcast that the Skull would love to listen to.
I think that sounds good. Well, why don't we put Skull's Choice up there in the red banner? Get rid of that... Larry Klein's internet boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
And put Skull's Choice.
We can arrange that to happen.
We can put like the website to the Pueblo Traders and all that up there, so they can see the kind of clothes that she orders through the mail and all that kind of stuff.
It's true. We really should do that. It'd be easy enough to put together. Like outfits of hers from photos.
Fabulous.
And like it's kind of like a paper doll that you change the clothes on. Paper skull.
Meh.
My goodness. Oh, what else is going on, Big Fatty? I feel like we're not very prepared, but we both probably have shit to do.
Well,
because
now, the roommate is leaving on Friday.
No.
Okay.
That's not a good topic right now.
Not a good topic. Omi. The
roommate
air mattress
is going to have to be in the living room. The roommate did not pass some tests he had to pass to get to his new job, and so he does not have a new job.
Ah, did that include urine?
No.
Speaking of urine.
No, it wasn't anything like that. It was nothing he could help.
Speaking of urine, have we heard any more from Mr. Lindley about how...
his show's going?
Uh-huh.
Y'all, Rob is in a show called Urinetown. And
see, now, I thought it was P-Town.
No,
anyway.
It's called Urinetown, and it sounds really good. He's offered that when we come visit in the Chicago to, let us see all the shows we want. So.
Oh, that's great. I hear he's doing a special preview at the International Mr. Leather weekend up there. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Maybe that's when we need to go to Chicago.
And it will include water sports or something. I'm not quite sure, but Urinetown, you know all those leather people are going to be over there. Omi will be all into it after this coming weekend with the horror.
Oh, right. Absolutely. I feel like I'm going to have to hold him back a little bit, not to embarrass us in public with the horror. Because everyone will be like, I didn't know you knew someone that was part of the horror. And I'm like, he wasn't until we got here.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything against most of the horror.
Yeah.
I said most of. So, I mean, you know, that's how she do.
Yeah. Now, Larry, where will you be taking Omi while he's here this weekend?
To eat or to beverage?
Yes.
Well,
on Friday. Hello!
Okay,
hello?
Well, a quick run through. It'll only take 2 seconds because we don't have much planned. On Friday night, we have a dinner party with some friends that we're going to. And then on Saturday during the day, this weekend in Charleston is the Southeastern Wildlife Expo weekend. So we are, lots of crickets. So we're going to have to avoid downtown, unfortunately, on Saturday. So we'll probably do
Patrick's?
Well, for lunch, we'll go somewhere on Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms. For dinner, we'll go to Avondale Station. It's Cuban. And so we're going to go there.
Have you been there before?
No, but I have heard very good things.
Oh.
So we'll do dinner at Avondale. And then Patrick's again.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to do Friday night after that dinner.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, we'll do brunch at my house, dinner, soul food dinner at Victory's. And then Soul Food Sunday now at Victory's, and it's really good.
Oh.
With a stop over for beverages afterwards at Patrick's.
Hello!
And then he's leaving on Monday morning.
Right.
And I'll be in shortly thereafter.
So about lunchtime?
Probably about,
yeah.
I've got that I'm taking the morning off.
Yeah.
So.
And now are you taking Friday off?
No. He's not going to be here until late in the day Friday. That
big
fatty.
Fatty loves to play the banjo band.
He loves to press a button now that he's figured out that Hugh Kern.
Me.
Well, I guess that's about it. Should we go ahead and start that closing?
For the love of God, start the music. This is...
All right, Big Fatty. The music has started.
If you think today's show was awful, please go to the website at www.littlefatty.com and leave a remark over there. Or you can call our voice letter line and tell us how much you hated today's show. That number is...
206-339-6FAT.
So you don't forget, call before midnight tonight. That number again...
206-339-6FAT.
Well, operators are standing by.
Big Fatty, we need to get some segments or something.
Oh,
like, you know, the P&S boys do some segments
reach into the P&S boys
conversation hat.
We'll just play their we'll just do everything they do.
Patrick, Noah, Scott, can you guys send us some, I don't know. We need to come up with something creative, but I ain't singing into our own jingles.
Why don't we reach into the skull's head and pull something up?
Sorry.
Nothing.
That's going to be unavailable for sure. No.
Nothing.
We'll come up with something. I have a script, and I just didn't tonight.
She's just too fat.
Well, that's how she do.
Yeah. But anyway, get on the ham map, in case some people don't know. Big Fatty's going to be in the Fort Lauderdales and then in the Caribbeans from the 2nd through the 13th. And during that time period,
Larry needs
Larry
a host.
Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R, will be needing a co-host. So you get on the ham map, and then you'll be eligible to portray Big Fatty during that time period that he is gone.
And that is screaming disaster for him. That's a lot of work to, you know, for me to get all that Skyping set up, since we know how well that's been working lately. But I'm willing to do that. Take one for the team. That's right. And people are, y'all, you think I'm kidding? People are lining up to be Big Fatty.
Hello.
So I've already gotten four, so I need some more.
Hello.
Some more.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know you'd gotten four people.
Me.
Big Fatty don't know everything, I guess.
And Big and by everything.
Big Fatty don't know nothing.
Correct.
So, anyway, Larry, have you done your taxes?
No.
Oh.
I need to.
I did the TurboTax.
That's what I'm going to do.
And if any of you are on the Bank of America and you're going to do the TurboTax, go to the TurboTax to the Bank of America website and you get it at a reduced rate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten mine at a reduced rate as well. So.
Ham lover special.
Right. Right. Right.
Okay.
I just need to do it. Mine are itemized. Are yours?
No. No,
mine are, so they take a really long time.
Oh.
I've got the mortgages.
Well,
and then
he's got to take time to scrape off the vagina.
And then the medical, which is outrageous. And,
right.
And
well,
then
that
other,
medical hoist you had to buy
right,
is very expensive.
Right, exactly. All that, and then some other stuff I write off. So.
Oh, right.
Anyway, well, Big Fatty, how do we get in touch with you real quick?
That's The Big Fatty. That's TheBigFatty. What is that at? That's on the Skype.
That sounds like Big Fatty.
Okay. Or you can go to Big Fatty or e-letter me at bigfatty@littlefatty.com.
Okay. Well, don't forget you can e-letter me, larry@littlefatty.com, or Larry Vader on the Skype, so I'm never on anymore.
V-A-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R is how you spell that. Guys, have a great evening, day, morning, whenever this is, and we'll talk with you next time.
And don't forget to enjoy the President's Day white sales coming up next week. Oh, Lord, that sucked.